Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. It's time once again for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis, and Jalen joins me on the line. How's it going today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Dustin. How are you today?
You know, I'm cold. I'm getting sick of this. I'm ready for spring now. It's just done.
It's just the wind.
Yeah.
Week after week.
Well, I'm sorry, though, when the temperature's still below zero, the wind don't matter. The wind, it's just becoming a nuisance, you know. So we had a big USDA report come out, and you've had some chance to get some first reactions from it. What did you see from that report?
Yeah, so, you know, usually the this January report is, you know, one way or the other, it usually causes some price movement. December report really doesn't mean much, so we've waited since November to get our final yields from USDA, and then start looking at the demand side of the balance sheet a little more, and then turn to South America and what they think is going on down there. And so initially, from the report, I would say really not a whole lot of bearish news in it, which is really good and refreshing for once to not have a real bearish USDA report. You know, nothing stood out that was too bullish either. You know, there wasn't a huge bullish surprise, but, you know, if I was looking at it and comparing it to maybe some average trade guesses and stuff, I think it came out a little better than expected, Dustin. So, you know, going down the line on some important numbers, we'll start with corn. USDA did lower the yield from 175.3 to 174.6, so that's 7/10 of a bushel lower. You know, they're expecting maybe a tenth or two lower, so that's a positive number there. So that brings your supply side of your balance sheet down. On the demand side, looks like a little lower feed use from expected, but a little better ethanol use there. We're actually over the 5.3 billion bushels to 5.325, so really trying to max out these ethanol plants here this year, it looks like. So that brings, you know, net, your ending stocks on U.S. corn is down 48 million bushels. Not a huge number, but better than raising it. So your stocks to use goes to 16.1%. Remember last year, 15-16 crop, we ended up at 12.7% with an average farm price of 360. USDA is predicting 310 to 370 now for this next year after this report. On the bean side, Dustin, we lowered our harvested acres by 300,000 acres there, and we lowered our yield by 0.4 of a bushel to 52.1. And that's the one, you know, I think people were really worried about, that bean yield could have actually been higher if not neutral. So to lower that a little bit is very positive in my mind. Usage stayed exactly the same, so that comes out to 60 million bushels, less ending stocks, 420 there, and a 10.2% stocks to use. You know, that's about where we started at last year, if not a little higher at this time. And then we, you know, slowly lowered that report after report as our exports in the spring kept getting better as South America struggled. So, you know, USDA is looking at a $9 to $10 average farm price for this next year, which raised the bottom side from $8.70 on last report. If you look at South America's numbers coming out of the report, kind of a wash. You know, the corn was a wash. Both Argentina and Brazil, really no change there. And the same with Argentina soybeans, stayed the same and about the same as last year. The big number is Brazil beans. They raised that 2 million metric tons to 104 versus 102 last month and 96.5 the year before. So that's a big jump in Brazil. Looking like they're expected to grow a lot of beans down there.
All right. So, again, looking at going forward, what are we going to see?
You know, so we finally got past this report. Like I said, it wasn't too bearish of a one. It wasn't too bullish, but at least we came out of it with some positive news, you know, lower yields and lower ending stocks. So I think now we can move on from that, you know, say we don't have to trade a higher production or anything that's already in the market. So now what we can look at is going back to maybe some of these technical barriers on top of these trading ranges, as well as South American weather, you know, which we talk about every week, but, you know, the new Forecast we're looking at here, mainly for Argentina, looks just this morning it came out a lot wetter, looking like they're going to get a lot heavier thunderstorms this weekend in the main growing areas of Argentina, and that's key. You know, we're not looking at just any area in Argentina. You're looking at Cordoba, you're looking at Santa Fe and Rosario, and those are, you know, that's over 50% of their bean production in those areas. Looking at up to 5 inches of rain between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here. And if that, you know, if that happens, Dustin, that's really going to put a damper on their replants and the end of their soybean planting season in some of those areas, as well as, you know, yield potential. Obviously, these beans don't like sitting in ponds of water, so that might help lower some of these yields in future reports. So that'll be something the trade will be watching. We don't have markets on Monday, so they'll be looking at those forecasts on Tuesday. You know, and as far as some technical numbers, 395 would be your top end on December corn right now if we can make a push. And if we end up lower, 372 would be the downside. You know, on beans, if we can break out and close above, say, 1005 or so on November beans, that would look pretty good on the new crop. And I'm talking close tomorrow for the week. Makes your weekly charts look pretty good. And if we can stay above, say, 1025 or so on March, that would also be pretty positive. So we'll see where we end up today. And tomorrow, and if we close above those numbers and Argentina gets some rain, we might set up pretty good going into next week.
All right. Well, I like the sound of that. Not that you wish anything bad on anybody down south, but I do like the sound of that.
No, that we'll watch for it when we talk next week, Dustin.
All right. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.